We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Beis. Yesterday, in the previous Shir, we did the introduction from Likutei Moran for this Halacha. This Halacha is based on chapter 78 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the Pasuk, V'eschanan el Hashem, Bo'eis Sahi Lemor, the final Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he was pleading with Hashem to let him go into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted desperately to come to Eretz Yisrael. And even though Hashem had told him he can't, he continued to plead and beg. The Torah uses the word v'eschanan. The Gemara says v'eschanan means matnas chinam. He was begging Hashem that even if I'm not deserving of it in any way, there is something called an oitzar matnas chinam. Hashem has a treasury of free gifts where those who don't qualify, aren't deserving for something, Hashem has this place, this oitzar matnas chinam, from which he can give to people who aren't deserving. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem to be able to draw from there. In that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal ties many different things into this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. For example, he speaks about the fact that the Torah, which is the source of life, we say, Kihu Chayecho Vo'irach Yomecho, and yet the Torah wasn't given to the world until 2,500 years. So how did the world live till then? How did the world exist? The answer is this concept of Oitzar Matnas Chinam. There were 26 generations exactly before the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the 26th generation from Adam HaRishon. And corresponding to this, we have the 26 Kili Olam Chasdois. We have a chapter in Tehillim, Hodu Hashem Kitoiv Kili Olam Chasdoi. And it proceeds to have 26 sentences, each one Kili Olam Chasdoi, that Hashem's kindness is forever. Emphasize, and these Kili Olam Chasdois relate to those 26 generations which were sustained through the chesed of Hashem, through the kindness of Hashem. There wasn't a Torah given publicly at that time, officially. Rabbeinu Zal over there also quotes the Gemara which speaks about derech eretz kodmo la Torah. Just like we said here, that there were these 26 generations before the Torah was given, the Gemara makes a statement that derech eretz comes precedes Torah. And the word derech eretz in Lashon Kodesh has several different meanings. Derech eretz means livelihood, earning a livelihood, parnasa. Derech eretz means manners, respect. Derech eretz also means the derech to eretz, the path to Eretz Yisrael. And over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about all of these, and he shows how they're all related to each other. Rav Nosson Zal is going to draw on that to explain a number of things about tefillah. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas tefillah. That chapter in Likutei Moran is going to enlighten us about the topic of tefillah. Ki ikar ha-tefillah hu rak matnas chinam. Because the real tefillah is only by a person asking Hashem for matnas chinam, meaning, which Jew can say, I deserve, I merit, that Hashem should give me, that Hashem should be close to me. There's a famous medrash that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Likutei Moran, where the medrash says, Mi hekdimani vashalom loy. Hashem says, who wants to submit an invoice? Who wants to submit a bill? And I'll pay him. Go ahead, let's see you submit a bill. You spent $1,000 for mezuzahs for your house. Hashem says, I spent $200,000 on the house itself, giving you the house. You did this, you made a bris milah, I gave you the child. You know, in each case, Hashem is saying, I'm way, way, way ahead. So nobody has the right to say, Hashem, I did this, you do that. You owe me to feel it. So therefore, when a Jew stands before Hashem pleading his case, whether he's asking for health, parnasa, whether he's asking to win in court, in the heavenly court, the real right attitude is for the person to be focusing on matnas chinam. That even though probably, if Hashem goes by fairness and justice, I'm in big trouble. I'm not in such a good position. But we know Hashem has this oitzar matnas chinam. Hashem's like the candy man who comes to shul. In most shuls, the candy man usually doesn't demand anything of the kids. You're a kid, you're in shul, here you go, bang, here's your lollipop, your this. Kaviyochel Hashem also has a sweet side, you know, where he's happy to give even without us initiating. And this is something that this chapter on Likutei Moran is one of the famous chapters. And Rav Nosson Zal speaks about it in Likutei Halachos in many places. And as a result, we find in Breslov itself, this is something that was taken very seriously. There's a story told about one of Rav Nosson Zal's Talmidim that he once came to Rabbi Nachman's kever and he started reciting the Tikkun HaKloli. And before you begin the actual chapters of Tehillim, there's the Yehi Ratzon that you recite before Tehillim, which is in most Tehillim books. It's not a Breslov thing. It's in all Sifrei Tehillim. There's a Yehi Ratzon that's about one page that where you're pleading with Hashem that Hashem should accept my reciting Tehillim as if Dovid HaMelech himself said it, and all the good things that are found here should come forth, etc. And one of the lines in that Yehi Ratzon is these words, Umei Oitzar Matnas Chinom Choneini. Hashem, please grant me from the Oitzar Matnas Chinom, from this treasury of free gifts. So this student was there, he started saying the Yehi Ratzon, and he got to this pasuk, and he didn't go any further. He kept saying this over and over from the depths of his heart. And one of his friends was there when he started, but then this friend decided that first he's going to go unpack, put his stuff away. They were coming for Rosh Hashanah possibly or another time. So he went to the Tzion just to give a kiss. And then he was going to go back to his go to his apartment and put down his stuff and organize himself and come back about an hour later, whatever it was. He came back an hour later and he found that his friend was still at that pasuk, Umei Oitzar Matnas Chinom Choneini, pleading and begging Hashem. He couldn't move from there. He kept repeating that pasuk again and again with new feeling, with new fervor, begging Hashem that this is how I'm coming before Hashem. I'm coming begging to be zeuche that Hashem should grant me from this oitzar matnas chinam. Kemoi shekosuv, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, Al ta'as tfiloscho keva elo rachamim v'tachnunim. Don't make your tefillah into something keva, and the word keva has multiple meanings. Keva means something fixed, like you're doing the same thing every day. I put on tefillin every day, I say ashrei every day, and my ashrei today is the same ashrei as I said yesterday. The Mishnah says, don't let your tefillah be like that, elo rachamim v'tachnunim, but rather, see to it that your tefillah should be kindness and pleading, begging Hashem. Tachnunim means, again, a person who's not coming with a demand. He's not coming with his wallet out that he's prepared to purchase. He's coming saying, I have nothing, and I'm begging you to please show me kindness, grace. That's number one. In addition, the word keva means to grab, to steal, to take something by force. There's a pasuk that Rabbein Ezal quotes in Likutei Moran in a different place, v'kova es koiveyem nefesh, kidnapping. That the word keva refers to kidnapping, taking by force. So here, the Mishnah is saying, don't make your tefillah into something where you're grabbing, you're taking like a person who feels he's deserving, he's owed something. But rather, rachamim v'tachnunim, tachnunim is miloshen chinam. But rather, you're asking for free. And as the Gemara points out, tzadikim, afal pi sheyesh biyodom toiro umaisim toivim, ein mevakshim elamat naschinam. Righteous people, tzadikim, people who really serve Hashem well, even though they have acquired a lot of Torah and a lot of good deeds, when they speak to Hashem, when they ask Hashem for something, they ask only for matnas chinam. Hashem, please, I know I'm not deserving, I'm not worthy, please, from your infinite kindness, grant me what I'm asking for. Ki ikar hatfila hu rak matnas chinam. Because the essence of tefillah is only based on this concept of matnas chinam. V'al kein, and for this reason, ikar hatfila hi rak beretz Yisrael. The real place for tefillah on this earth is only in Eretz Yisrael. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in the Novi Malachim Aleph, chapter 8, V'hispalalu eilecho derech artzam. They pray to you via Eretz Yisrael. Even Jews who are not physically in Israel, when they daven, they face the direction of Eretz Yisrael, showing that they recognize that the real place for tefillah is Eretz Yisrael. And note, Rav Nosson Zal says, note what the Pasuk says. It doesn't say artzam, it says derech artzam. Derech artzam, daika. The term derech artzam is used. Ki ikar hatfila hi rak matnas chinam. Because as we said before, that the essence of tfila is only asking for matnas chinam. Shezeu bechinas derech eretz. And that's also the way to Eretz Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, his derech was vo'es chanan, matnas chinam. The way to get to Eretz Yisrael is not that I deserve it, I'm worthy, it's pleading. Bechinas haderech le'Eretz Yisrael, kanal b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Emran. And now Rav Nosson Zal expands on this a little bit. Ki hatfila nikreis chayesho. We know the Gemara in Shabbos, page 10, the Gemara uses the term chayeyoylam and chayesho. Chayeyoylam means something permanent, eternal. Chayesho means something temporary. The Gemara there relates a story between two rabbis. Rava chazye la Rav Hamnuna de komarich bitzloisei. Rava observed that Rav Hamnuna was spending a lot of time in tefillah. Omar, so Rava said to him, Meinichin chaye oilam vo'iskin b'chaye sho? You're leaving something permanent and you're involved in something temporary, meaning that the study of Torah is something permanent where the reward is eternally. Rava was assuming at this point that the type of tefillah that Rav Hamnuna was davening was for parnosa, for food, for things, for gashmius, for things that pertain only to this world, to physical life, which are temporary. A person's here only for limited time. So he said to him, you're willing to put aside the study of Torah, which is all about eternity. That's your eternal reward. For tefillah, for speaking, asking Hashem for things, temporary things? So the Gemara says over there, v'hu sovar, whereas Rav Hamnuna was of the opinion, zman toira l'chud, uzman tefila l'chud, that Hashem has created the world and us in such a way that there's time for Torah, there's time for tefila. Hashem wants us to do both. So I don't have to think when I'm in the middle of davening that, hey, I'm stealing time for learning. No, there's learning time and there's davening time. This is the wording in the Gemara. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lechoyra kosher. The answer that's given over there doesn't seem to really remove the question completely. Me'achar sha'atfilo nikreis chayesho. L'divrei Rava. Once we see that Rava is referring to tfila as something temporary, my tirtza ha'gemara, what answer is the Gemara giving us by saying, V'hu savar, Rav Hamnuna holds, Zman toira l'chud, zman tefila l'chud. That it's two separate things. Mehechon yekabel zman tefila. Where in the world can I have time for davening? Haloyal esek ha-toira ein shum zman kavua klal. We know that when it comes to the study of Torah, the Torah says that there is no fixed time for studying Torah. It says, v'higisa boi yoimam v'layla. You should delve in Torah day and night. Rak hayom kuloi, rak kolayom kuloi. The entire 24 hours is a time for Torah. V'chol halayla, and also all day, all night. Onu mechuyovim lasik b'Torah tomid. We're always required to be studying Torah. Kihem chayenu v'erech yomenu. Because that's defined as life. Just like breathing. When do you breathe? The answer is, when don't you breathe? You're breathing all the time. The Torah is defined as breathing, ki hu chayenu. So it's all the time. So what are you telling me that there's a time for Torah and a time for tefillah? Umehechon yekabel zman l'chayeshah. Where in the world do I, how do I have time for tefillah if tefillah is something different and separate from Torah, then it means I'm not breathing. While I'm davening, I'm not breathing. Me'achar shahat, so Rav Nosson Zal answers, ach be'emes, however, the truth is, me'achar shahat tefillah hi rak matnas chinam, based on what we explain, that when a person's davening to Hashem, he's usually asking Hashem for matnas chinam, for freebie. Sheze b'chinas haderech le'eretz Yisrael. That was also the derech to Eretz Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu presented. Sheshom ikra ha'tfila, because Eretz Yisrael is the center of tfila. Nimtza, we see therefore, shebishas ha'tfila hu dovuk b'hatoira ha'gnuza v'hane'elemes. That while a person is davening, even though he's not learning Torah openly, he's connected to the hidden Torah. Rav Nosson Zal had mentioned earlier, quoting Likutei Moran, that even though the Torah wasn't given openly and officially until the year 2448, when Hashem made the original 10 statements of creation, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, in those 10 statements were hidden the 10 commandments. So that even though the Torah wasn't revealed until 2500, there was the Torah Ne'elemes, the hidden Torah. That was available, and that's what sustained the world during those first 2500 years. And when a person is involved in tefillah, even though he's not learning, but what is tefillah? Tefillah is Torah. If you look at our tefillah, most of our tefillah is psukim from the Chumash or from Tehillim or Mishnayis, Ezehu Makomon. Our whole tefillah is basically built around Torah and with Torah. Nimtzeis shebishas hatfila hu dovuk b'hatoira hagnuza v'anelemes. So while a person's involved in davening, he's attached to the hidden Torah. Shehi b'chinas chesed chinam, matnas chinam, shoyimekayim ho'ilam koidu matn Torah. Which is related to that kindness, that free kindness, that treasury of free gifts, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was given. V'alkein gam b'shas hatfila hu dovuk b'hatoira mamish. Therefore, even when a Jew is davening, he is connected to the Torah. Rak b'hatoira hane'elemes. It's just that he's connected to that hidden Torah. V'alkein meturatz heitev kushyas rova. And now we can understand how the answer that the Gemara gives resolves the question that Rava asked. His question was, you're going away from permanent life and you're involving yourself in temporary life. The answer was, no. There's a time for learning and there's a time for tefillah. Ki bizman tefillah, because when we're davening, we are not cutting ourselves off totally from Torah. We are connected to Torah there also. It's the Torah Ne'elemes. Shehi b'chinas matnas chinam, b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza shedveikim gam b'shas hatfila b'hatorah. Therefore, while we're davening, we're also attached to the Torah. Hainu b'hatorah ha'ne'elemes, this hidden Torah. And this is why we find in a different chapter in Likutei Moran, in chapter 15, Shalidei, Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shalidei hatfila zoichen lesisrei Torah. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the revealed Torah, the revealed portion of the Torah, and the secrets of Torah. That's also called hidden Torah, the secrets, the Kabbalah, the sifra, the sforim hanistorim, the Zohar Kodesh, those sforim. Rabbeinu Zal explains there how a person prepares themselves for the study of the revealed portion of the Torah and how a person prepares themselves to study secrets of Torah. And he says there that through tefillah, a person is zoicha to the secrets of Torah. Kalidei ha-tefillah, shibchinas matnas chinam, because through tefillah, which is all about matnas chinam, aydei zeh dveikim bebchinas ha-Torah ha-nelemes. We said through that you're attaching yourself to the hidden Torah, shehi bechinas sisrei Torah. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how these two terms, the Torah ne'elemes and sisrei Torah, are really referring to the same thing. V'alkein nikreis hatfila avoida shebaleiv. And now you'll understand also why even though we pray with our mouths, when a person is davening, he must say the words with his mouth, but still that's secondary in terms of importance. When the Gemara discusses tefillah, tefillah is called avoda shebaleiv. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Kriya Shema, ula avdoi bechol levavchem, to serve Hashem wholeheartedly, with your complete heart. The Gemara says, what service is there that we do with, for Hashem with our whole heart? That's tefillah. So we see that tefillah, the most important part of tefillah, 80% of tefillah is heart. It's got to be coming from inside. You have to really mean it. You have to be thinking of what you're saying. You have to put your heart into it. Sheze bechinas ha'aloma. And that's also something that's hidden. The heart. The mouth is visible. The word, the heart is something that nobody sees. Bechinas ha'toira ha'ne'elemes. This is also showing that we're attaching ourselves to the hidden Torah, shehi bechinas machshova shebaleiv, which is associated with our innermost thoughts, which are in our heart. Ki bahaleiv ne'elomim kol hadvorim, because the heart is the place of secrets. That's where everything is hidden. Bechinas ta'aluma slave. We have an expression, the hidden things in the heart. It's interesting to note, there's a pasuk that says, I'm sorry, there's a statement where Hashem says, Mi libi lepumi loy golisi. From my heart to my mouth, I have not revealed. And it refers to the secret of the coming of Moshiach. Hashem says, this is one of my secrets, which I don't talk about. I don't reveal it. And in speaking about not revealing, it says, from my heart to my mouth, I haven't revealed it. Meaning, in my heart, it's there. Just nobody sees it. Nobody knows it. It's hidden. V'alkein hatfilo hibechinas govoya ma'oid ma'oid. And based on what we're learning here, you can understand why tefillah is on a very, very high level. Utzrichin daiko lehispalel b'chol yoim, and therefore a Jew has to daven every single day, ulaharbois b'tfilah v'tachnunim, and to daven a lot, even besides the standard tfilos, to say a lot of tehillim and a lot of personal tfilah. Kalidei hatfilah, Aydei b'chinas matnas chinam, b'chinas ha-toira ne'lemes, b'chinas chesed chinam, she'imekayim ho'olim koidu matn toira, because through tefillah, which is this matnas chinam, which is this hidden Torah, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was given, aydei zeh yecholin lahachyois kol hazmanim vo'itim she'ho'odom botel midivrei Torah. This is what gives life to all the time in a person's life when he's not learning Torah. We know that majority of the Jewish people and majority of the world are not learning majority of their time. Majority of their time means at least 13 hours. Most people are not learning a minimum of 13 hours a day. At best, we hope that most people are learning a few hours a day. The majority of the world, which is involved in working, parnosa, if they're able to steal 2-3 hours a day for learning, that's pretty good. And even the ones who are supposedly learning full time, most of them, if they're able to actually focus on learning 8 hours a day, that's great. So the question is, what happens to the other 16 hours? What is spiritually sustaining those other 16 hours? If the Torah is life, if the Torah is the spiritual battery, what's giving spiritual life to those other hours? It's tefillah. Al yidei ze yecholim lahachyos kol hazmanim v'yitim shodom botel midivrei Torah. Through tefillah, a person is able to inject life into all those hours when he's not learning Torah. Machmas hahechrech tzorchei parnosa, for example, based on the obligations of earning a living, ukeyotze, or other things, other physical needs. Ki kol ho'itim she'odom botel mitoyra machmas hahechrech, because all the time in a person's day or in a person's life when he's not studying Torah because he can't, circumstances do not allow him, mekablim chiyus mebechinas chesed chinam anal. During that time when he's not plugged into the Torah, how is he receiving? Wireless. He's receiving wireless from the Oitzer Matnas Chinam, from Hashem's treasury of free gifts. How? Al yidei ha-tfila, shehi b'chinas chayesho, shehi b'chinas matnas chinam. Tfila is that chayesho. Tfila, the Gemara refers to it as temporary life, meaning this is what covers those hours when you're involved in gashmias. The tefillah is what's feeding that the most. Shaydeze mekablim chiyus misham. Through tefillah, we draw spiritual energy from there. Umechayin kol hazmanim voitim shebetela midivrei Torah. And that gives spiritual life to all of those hours when we're not attached to the Torah, visibly. Bibchinas hanemar b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, shehatzadik, even the greatest tzaddikim, al yidei shedovuk b'shas bituloy b'divrei Torah, b'hatorah nalemes, by the fact that the tzaddik, the great tzaddikim, when they have to interrupt their learning, when they can't be learning Torah, they attach themselves deeply to the hidden Torah, al yidei ze mechaye kol ho'anoshim hapshutim. Through that, the tzaddik is the one who feeds, who gives energy, spiritual energy, to all the simple people, the regular people, who aren't even studying Torah when they're supposed to or when they can. So those people, you would say, they don't really have a right to access that Oitzer Matnas Chinam. But once the tzaddik, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, why is it that even the greatest tzaddikim cannot be attached to the Torah 24/7? Even they must interrupt their learning for eating, sleeping, breathing, going to a doctor, all of those things. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that Hashem designed the world in such a way that even the greatest of tzaddikim must take a break. And when they take a break, there has to be that alternate generator to keep them going. What's that Oitzer Matnas Chinam? Once it was created for them, for the great tzaddikim, it is automatically also made available for the little guys like us. Once that thing had to be built for the great tzaddikim, that even they have to come onto it sometimes, that makes it possible for the anoshim pshutim to be able to draw on that oitzer matnas chinam also. Because tefillah is literally this concept of matnas chinam, this chesed chinam, this Torah ne'elemes. Now Rav Nosson makes a very, very important point. Ki ikar hatfilah zoichim rak hatzadikim. Just like we said that there's a place for tefillah. It's a big, big world out there. But the Torah makes it perfectly clear that the place for tefillah is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, a Jew anywhere in the world who wants to daven must plug into Eretz Yisrael by facing Eretz Yisrael, by thinking of Eretz Yisrael, thinking of the Beis Mikdash. So too, just like there's a place, there's also a person. There's also a being who is tefillah, who is the ultimate in tefillah. Ki ikar hatfila zoichin rak hatzadikim, because it's only the tzadikim that are zoichin to real tefillah. V'alkein, and therefore, kol odom tzorech lehispalel rak behiskashrus letzadikei ador. When a Jew is davening, just like he has to focus on Eretz Yisrael, he has to focus on the tzadikim. Even though tefillah is a personal thing between me and Hashem, I'm presenting my case before Hashem. Show me a normal person that goes into court without a lawyer, without an attorney. A person who thinks he's smart enough and good enough and he knows the rules and he knows the ins and outs to handle it himself. In most cases, he's being silly, he's fooling himself. Because even if he's right, even if he's 100% right, if he doesn't know how to play the game, if he doesn't know how things work, he can be right and be thrown out totally, be disqualified completely. So therefore, when a person is davening, he must have in mind his connection to the tzaddikim of the generation. That I'm coming to Hashem not just as myself, I'm coming as a member of this shul, a member of this community, a member of this tzaddik. I'm coming under the auspices of this Jewish leader, somebody who's a real tzaddik. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, Simen Beis, as is brought in Likutei Moran in chapter 2. Ki ikar hatfila hi bebechinas Eretz Yisrael, because as we've mentioned before, the main place for tefillah is Eretz Yisrael. Bebechinas matnas chinam, asking Hashem for that free. Uchsiv, and there's a pasuk that says, tzadikim yirshu eretz. That who are the members of Eretz Yisrael? Who are the ones who really qualify for Eretz Yisrael? Tzadikim. The tzadikim are the ones who inherit the land. Ki Eretz Yisrael zoichim at tzadikim. The tzadikim are zoich Eretz Yisrael. Ukamay shekosel, as the pasuk says, v'amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu eretz. Your va'amech Yisrael kulam tzadikim. Your nation of Jews are all righteous people. They will always inherit the land. So we see the connection between tzadik and Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol echod lefi bechinas kedushas lebekdushas habris, because each and every single Jew, to the degree that he keeps himself pure in his relationship between men and women, the concept of tikkun habris, that he's loyal to his own wife and he's careful not to look, not to speak, not to have any wrongful type of interaction with any other women, or even with his own wife. That's the real definition of tzaddik, as is known. The Zohar Kodesh says, man tzaddik, man denotar bris. Who is called tzaddik? A person who guards the bris. We know that Yosef was called tzaddik. Avraham is Avraham Avinu. David is David HaMelech. Tzaddik, the title tzaddik, is associated most with this union of tikkun habris. Yosef HaTzaddik, because he passed that test with Potiphar's wife, that's what earned him that title. Ukefima shezeicha lehiskasher ulehikolel betzadik hadoer huamiti, to the degree that a person is zeicha to attach himself and to become part of the true tzaddik of the generation. How does a person attach himself to the tzaddik? By studying his teachings, and by following them, by adhering to them, by doing everything he can to learn from the tzaddik and to follow his ways. What was Yehoshua's attachment to Moshe Rabbeinu? He watched, he listened to everything Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he tried his best to follow that path, to serve Hashem the way Moshe Rabbeinu had taught him. Kemoikein zeichel Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. To the degree that a person is zeichet to be truly attached to the tzaddik, to that degree, the person is zeichet to receive Eretz Yisrael, to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says there, v'amech kulam tzaddikim lo'olam yirshu eretz. Through the tzaddikim, we inherit the eretz. U'kemoikein zeichet l'tfila. And to that degree also, the person's tefillah is effective. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us secret information, very important information here. People are always asking this question: what can I do to make my tefillah more effective? I'm davening, I'm asking Hashem for things, and it seems to me as if nothing has happened. Are there any things I can do to help my tefillah? Rav Nosson Zal here is giving us some of the most important information. Eretz Yisrael, attaching oneself to Eretz Yisrael properly. Number two, tzaddikim, attaching oneself properly to the true tzaddikim. Ki ikar hatfilo hi bebchinas Eretz Yisrael kanal, as we said before. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him, shebemokoyim shemispalalim, nase ho'avir bebchinas Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal again is reiterating that the main place of tefillah is Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbeinu Zal shows in a place in the Kutaram that when a person is davening outside of Israel, if he's davening properly, the place that he's in, because he's generating an air of Eretz Yisrael in his place of tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about mechoas kapayim, clapping hands during tefillah, and Rabbeinu Zal shows how when one claps his hands, he generates an avir of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara speaks about avira d'Eretz Yisrael. Ki hatefillah hi b'chinas matnas chinam, shayidei zeh nase ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael kanal, kemur b'maymaral. Because tefillah is all about matnas chinam, through which is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. That's how one attains Eretz Yisrael. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu tried to attain Eretz Yisrael, through voeschanan, through matnas chinam. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, shebechol mokoyim she'anoshim ksherim boim l'shom, that whenever you have religious people that gather together in a particular place, yecholim lasis bechinas Eretz Yisrael al yodom. They have the ability, by a group of Jews gathering together in a place, they can generate a bechina of Eretz Yisrael in that place. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there on the Kutaman where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. Rabbeinu Zal, I think what he's referring to here is a chapter in the Kutaman where Rabbeinu Zal says that the Jews today who are in exile, who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, are referred to as Bnei Hagola. Gola means golos, exile. And Rabbeinu Zal says there's a famous Gemara that says that all the stadiums and theaters and all the large cultural centers that are found all over the world, when Mashiach comes, all of them are going to be converted to synagogues and Torah centers, and they're going to be brought to Eretz Yisrael. This is what the Gemara says. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "V'nishar gamhu lelokenu," that they also will remain for Hashem. Those places today, which seemingly are not for Hashem, they're not houses of worship. They're not places of Hashem. They're places of the opposite of Hashem. They're studying they're practicing secular culture, whether it be sports or those things. "V'nishar gamhu lelokenu," that will also become part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the first letters of the words V'nishar Gam Hu Lelokeinu spell the word Goyla, Gola, exile, referring to the Bnei HaGola. And he says that when the Jewish people gather together, even in Golos, and they form a community, a place, they build a yeshiva, a shul, they form a Jewish center, they're drawing part of Eretz Yisrael upon them. They're drawing on the holiness of Eretz Yisrael into that place. V'ze sherimez Rabbeinu Zal b'horoshe prokem imaymar hanal shenimtzu b'ksivas yotoy al posuk v'eschanan. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes reference to the fact that the chapter in Likut Imran that this halach is based on, chapter 78, is about 3-4 pages of a shir, and then at the end of it, that Rav Nosson Zal gives us a copy of Rabbi Nachman's notes that he had written, some short notes on this chapter on Likut Imran. And Rav Nosson Zal copied that also over and attaches it as an appendix to the chapter. In those notes, Rabbeinu Zal makes reference, V'rimeis Shom, Inyan Shmira Sabris, Ayin Shom. In those notes, we see Rabbeinu Zal making a reference to the topic of Shmira Sabris. In the chapter of Likutei Moran itself, he doesn't speak about it. But in his notes on the chapter, which are attached, there he mentions the topic of purity in the Bris. Ki kol inyan hamaymar anal. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why. Because everything that's discussed in that chapter, Shehu Bechinas Haderech Le'eretz Yisrael, where he's speaking about how one gets to Eretz Yisrael, Dehainu Lichboi Sheretz Yisrael, how one attains Eretz Yisrael, how one conquers Eretz Yisrael, Zetolui Rak Bekedusha Sabris. That depends especially, primarily, on the holiness of bris, on a person maintaining purity in this area. Bebechinas tzadikim yirshu eretz. As the pasuk says, tzadikim inherit the land. In order to have Eretz Yisrael, you have to be tzadik. You have to be pure in that area. What about the majority of people in Israel today who are not kedushas habris? The answer is, they do not have Eretz Yisrael. They're in Afghanistan, they're in Tibet, they're in New York, they're not in Eretz Yisrael. They're not experiencing what Eretz Yisrael is really all about. Gam ikar hatfila toli b'kedushas habris kemo makmacher. And we know Rabbeinu Zal shows in other places in the Likutei Moran that real tefillah is dependent on kedushas habris. We know that tefillah is compared to a sword. There's the pasuk roimem oiskel begroinam v'cheref pifios biyodam. They praise Hashem with their throats and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. And Rabbeinu Zal says, where do you wear a sword? The sword is attached to the loins. The sword is attached to the union of Shmiras Habris. To the degree that a person is strong in that area, to that degree their tefillah is effective. Paragraph Gimel. Nimtza, we see therefore, based on what we just learned, Shal Yidei HaTefillah that through tefillah, when a person is involved in tefillah, he's drawing spiritual energy from the hidden Torah, from that treasury of free gifts. And this makes it possible for the person to be able to draw spiritual life whenever he is detached from the Torah, even not when he's davening, even when he's eating or when he's working, because of the fact that there exists this concept of tefillah, whereby during tefillah I'm not actually learning and yet I'm drawing spiritual energy, this makes it possible that all the time in my life, when I'm sleeping, I'm able to connect, I'm able to draw from that hidden Torah. V'zeh Shom Razal, this is what the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 11. Chaverim ho'oiskim batoira tomid, kemoi Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zav chaverov, a group of rabbis who are on such a high level that they are always studying Torah, they're studying Torah all the time, like Rabbi Shimon Yochai zav and his students, shoisa toirosan umnosan, where the Gemara says their learning was their livelihood. It's not like they learned and went to work. This was their work. Mafsikin l'kriya shma, they are still required to interrupt their learning to recite kriya shma, ve'ein mafsikin l'tfila. But they do not have to interrupt their learning for tfila, for shmon esrei, or for other parts of tfila. Aval ono, whereas we regular Jews who aren't learning 18 hours a day or anything like that, mafsikim gam l'tfila. We are obligated, even when we are learning, we must break for davening. Ki gam balav hochi onu mevatlan harbe midivrei Torah. Because the kimuva bepoiskim, because the Shulchan Aruch says, even when we're not davening, we're taking all kinds of breaks from learning. We're going to work and we're shopping and we're this, doing all kinds of things. So since anyway we interrupt Torah for lesser things, we interrupt our Torah also for Shmones, for Tefillah. So people who are on the level of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, who's the way they're learning Torah all the time, they are not required to interrupt their Torah for Tefillah. Whereas people who have interruptions of their learning beside, anyway, they are obligated to interrupt their learning for tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Hainu kanal. Based on what we learned before, you're going to understand this very well. Kimeachar sha'onu mevatlin gam balav hochi midivrei Torah. Because since our lifestyle is such that we must take breaks from learning. We have to take care of the children, we have to shop, we have to do all kinds of, we have to work. Therefore, bevadai hahechrech lispalo. Therefore, we must come on to tefillah Kedei ledabek ba'Torah hanelemes, in order to connect with that hidden Torah, b'chinas matnas chinam, kedei sheyucha lahachyos kol shar habitulim. So that once we're connected to that oitzer matnas chinam in tefillah, we can connect to it also when we're sleeping, eating, shopping, working, and all of those other things. Kialidei hatfila gamhei mekablem chius mehatoyron alemes b'chol dover. Because through tfila, which is a connection to the hidden Torah, that makes it possible for us to draw spirituality even when we're doing physical needs, materialistic needs. Avol Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveirov, whereas those tzaddikim were on such a high level where they're learning mamish full time, shetoyrosan umenusan, that where their Torah is their work, she'ein lehem shum umnus kiyam haTorah levad, they are not involved in any livelihood or anything like that, just Torah. Ve'einom tzrichim lahachyes atzmem b'Torah ne'lemes b'chol ma'aseh u'matan, u'minei umnei she'boilem, meaning, therefore they do not have to come on to the hidden Torah, which is what sustains people when they're at work or when they're doing these other things. Because they're not doing any work, they're not doing any business. Rak toirosan umnasam. Their Torah is their work. V'alkein hoyu megalin sisrei Torah. Now you'll understand why it was only those rabbis, and specifically those rabbis, that revealed the secrets of Torah. We know that other rabbis studied the secrets of Torah, but they were not given permission to reveal it. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal was the first one who was given permission to document, to write the Zohar HaKodesh and reveal the secrets of Torah. V'lohem nitan reshus legalois rozen doiraisa. Why? Ki etzlom loyhoiso haTorah behelem. Because by them, there was no hidden Torah. They were full-time. By us, there's revealed Torah, the 2-3 hours or 4 hours a day that we're learning, and then there's the other 20 hours, there's the hidden Torah. By them, they were 24-hour Torah. There was no hidden Torah. To them, it was all revealed. Ki haTorah hane'lemes nizgal elohem. The hidden Torah was revealed to them. Me'achar sheloyhoyu oiskin b'shum umnus, because of the fact that they were not involved in any parnosa, in any other major things. Sheshom haTorah ne'lemes ra. Sheshom haTorah ne'lemes. There, the Torah is hidden. But rather, rak b'haTorah levad, they were involved only in Torah. V'alkein lo yehoyu tzrichin letfilah. Therefore, they didn't need tefillah. They didn't need to come on to that second channel, that channel of the hidden Torah. Ki lo yehoyu tzrichin lahachis atzman al-yedei b'chinas haloma, me'achas shelo yehoyu b'teilin min haTorah klal kanal. They did not have to come on to the hidden Torah, because of the fact that they never took a break, you know, any real break from the study of Torah. Even though, obviously, they had to use the bathroom or things like that, those breaks are social. That's not considered even a break. We're talking, obviously, about something more substantial. Paragraph Dalet. And now we're going to understand a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, page 32, that the original Chassidim, the original righteous people, used to spend minimum 9 hours a day in tefillah. They would prepare themselves for tefillah for an hour. The tefillah itself took an hour, and it took them an hour to come back down from the super high place that they went to in tefillah. That was Shachris and Mincha and Maariv, so it was minimum 9 hours in tefillah. So the Gemara asks, V'chimeachar shoyushoyin tes shoes bayoyim, if they were involved in davening for 9 hours a day, toyroson mosainasis, when did they learn Torah? Umalachton, and what about their parnos? When did they have time to work? So the Gemara answers, Elamitoich shechassidim hoyu, because of the fact that they were chassidim, they were such righteous people, hoyu toiroson mishtameres, umalachton mizboreches. Their Torah remained preserved in them. They didn't forget what they learned. They learned something once and they had it. Not like us, where we have to review it 2-3 times before it gets indelibly inscribed in our mind. They learned it and they had it. So instead of having to repeat Shas a couple of... They did Shas once and that was it. They went on to the next book and the next book and so on and so forth. U'malachton misbareches. And their work, their parnasa, had a blessing to it. It had a bracha to it. That they worked, they didn't have to work 8 hours, 12 hours. They worked 2-3 hours, and that was enough. That was enough to generate the income that they needed to take care of their family nicely. Now look, interestingly, the Gemara doesn't use that word that often, chassidim. The Gemara doesn't talk about tzaddikim here, talmidei chachamim. It talks about chassidim. Kihem nikru chassidim shayicholim lahamshichu lekabel betfiloson chesed chinam. They're called chassidim because they're attached to that chesed. They're the ones who are drawing, who draw most and best from that chesed chinam, from that treasury of free gifts. Shehi ha-Torah ha-Nelemes, which is the hidden Torah. V'alkein, hayu yicholim laharich b'tfila ma'oid. And therefore, they were able to spend a lot of time in tfila, ki toiroson mishtameres, because their Torah was guarded, was watched, was preserved. Even while they were davening, they were attached to that hidden Torah. Shehi b'chinas chesed chinam, b'chinas Torah's chesed, that treasury of free gifts. V'zehu u'malachton misboreches. And that's why their parnasa had a special blessing to it. Because of the fact that they were able to tap into that chesed chinam through their tefillah, sheze ikar kiyum ha'olam be'ez she'oskim b'malachim asumatan, and that's really what sustains the world when they're at work, when people are involved in parnasa, work, business. What is their spiritual connection? It's not Torah because the Gemara is closed. They're not learning. What is it? It's the Torah ne'elemes. It's tefillah. Dahainu shemechayin atzman bebechinas ha'Torah ne'elemes. B'chol dover u'b'chol ma'asumatn v'umun shebo'ilam. They draw spiritual life from the Torah that's hidden in business and in work. Torah is hidden in everything. Shezeu b'chinas chesed chinam kanal. Therefore, their work had a bracha to it. Because that's where the real blessing in a person's parnasa comes from. The main blessing comes when you reveal the presence of Hashem. The Torah that's hidden in everything. Which is hepech haklolach hasvashom, a person says that I feel a bracha in my job, or a person says I feel chasvashom I feel cursed. I feel like there's a curse on me, an ayin hara. I can't succeed. I can't make money. I can't get customers. I can't. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us here what defines bracha in parnasa, what defines klola. The bracha is the presence of Hashem. The more a person is aware and conscious of the presence of Hashem, when you walk into a doctor's office and the doctor says, well, I believe and I think and I, it means that he's the only one that's there. Hashem is absent. When you walk into a doctor's office and you see a big sign, the tefillah of the rofe, the special prayer that a doctor says, saying to Hashem, what do I know? Do I know how to cure? Hashem, please give me the wisdom, guide me to be able to make the right diagnosis, to be able to know exactly what to prescribe for each individual patient. Do I know, do I have an x-ray vision to see what's going on in every part of the person's body? Sometimes a doctor does the perfect thing to help a person's shoulder, but in doing it, he damages the person's brain, chas v'sham l'vein. He gives him a medicine that takes away all the pain that he has in his shoulder, but it also takes away his brain, period. The guy can't stay up anymore, you know. So that's not a solution. So therefore, the more that we're aware and conscious of the presence of Hashem, and we show it in our malacha, in our work, in what we do, the more we draw bracha into our work. The classic example of this is Yosef HaTzadik. The Torah tells us that he was sold, he was thrown into a pit of snakes and sold to the Ishmaelim, and then in Egypt, he's mamish in the garbage. He has nothing, nothing. He's torn away from his parents. And he's in exile, he's nowhere. And then they put him in this guy Potiphar's house, and this Potiphar was a super Russia. He's in a place of wall-to-wall tuma. There's no mezuzahs there, there's no spa, there's nothing. And the Torah says that Potiphar saw that everything he did, he was matzliah. Anything he asked Yosef HaTzadik to do, he got it done perfectly. And Rashi there quotes the Gemara, he saw Shem Hashem Alspa. He saw everything Yosef HaTzadik did. He said, he told him, do this. He said, of course, with Hashem's help, I'll do it. He got something done. He said, you did a great job. I didn't do nothing. Hashem helped me. That's why I got it done. Potiphar saw the secret of Yosef HaTzadik's success was this awareness, this total consciousness of the presence of Hashem. Ki ikar habrocho al yidei shemegalin hachiyas elokus. Dahinu hatoyra shenelam b'chol dover. The main bracha comes when we reveal the spirituality. We reveal the presence of Hashem in everything. There are people who make a mistake that when they're young, they go to yeshiva, they go to Beis Medrash, they learn Torah. When they finish, when they go out to work, they're an animal. Animal. No, the Torah they left behind in the Beis Medrash. Now it's me in the world. I'm in that sea with the sharks, and I'm one of them. I'm going to take the biggest bite out of whoever I can. But Rav Nosson Zal showing us here that then you're not going to have the bracha. The bracha is through the realization that in the Beis Medrash, there's the revealed Torah. When you're out of the Beis Medrash, there's the Torah in Elemis. There's that hidden Torah that's found in everything, in medicine, in exercise, in business, in stocks and bonds. It's all in the Torah. There's Choshe Mishpat. The Torah includes everything, exercise, everything is in health. It's all in the Torah. And the more a person realizes that, and even when he's at work, he's connecting to that Torah in Elemis, that's how he's drawing a bracha into his malacha. Whereas, when does the curse come? Rav Nosson Zal says, "Hepecha klol chashon shehi machmas shenelam venistor or Hashem shemelubashon." When a person denies, or does not recognize, or is totally unaware of Hashem when he's working, that's when his work has a curse, the opposite of blessing to it. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, chapter 31. Halo al ki'ein alokai bekirbi mitzauni horoi soela. It's because I don't have Hashem inside of me, that's why all of these terrible things are happening to me. So during those times, when a person does not have Hashem inside of him means in his heart, hidden. Even though I don't have a Gemara, I don't have any Sfarim, but I never leave Hashem. No matter what, I'm involved in business, Hashem is right in front of me. Every move, he's right there with me. I'm not moving without him. I don't say anything without Hashem's help, without including Hashem. I want to make this deal. I'm not making anything. I hope Hashem is going to help me, that if this is the right deal for me, I hope this deal goes through. Ki ikar habrocha v'ashefa hi rak me'ito yisporach. Because the real blessing and the real sustenance comes only from Hashem. Ukeshedofuk b'Hashem yisporach tomid. And when a person is always attached to Hashem, v'yodean, he knows, shafilu b'chol hadvorim umasu matan umalochay sheboilam melubash b'melakusi yisporach, that even in all the materialistic things in this world, in work, in business, and everything, Hashem is hidden there, shehu ha-Torah shemalubash b'chol davar sheboilam, and the Torah is hidden in everything we do, azai bevadai nimshach brocha b'masa yodov, then that person certainly draws a blessing into what he does, al yidei shemedabik atzmo lo'er Hashem shenelam shom, by attaching himself to the light of Hashem that's hidden over there, shemishom ikar ha-brocha, and that's the real source of blessing. V'ze b'chinas birkas kohanim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why is it that it's only the kohanim that are designated by Hashem to bless the Jewish people. What do they have that's unique that the bracha comes from them? Ki ha-koyein ish chesed. We know the Zohar Kodesh says that we have three groups in the Jewish people: Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Those three make up a complete vessel. The word vessel in Hebrew is a keli. A keli. Keli is Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. The Kohen represents the right hand, Chesed. The Levi represents the left hand, Gvura. And the Yisrael is the combination of both. The Zohar Kodesh shows this and explains it many times. Yisrael is Tiferes. Yisrael asher becho espoer, the Pasuk says. So the Kohen represents Chesed. Hoyoyochoy legalois bechinas haChesed chinom shoyemekayim hoylem koydematn toira alidei bechinas asur mamorois shem nelomem bechol dover. And therefore the Kohen had the ability to tap into that freebie Chesed, that Chesed that sustained the world during those 2,500 years before the Torah was given. And that Chesed that's found in that hidden Torah that's found in everything in the world. That the Torah that was found in the 10 statements of creation from which everything was made. Ki hama'amorois hein b'chinas Chesed. Because those 10 statements of creation, they're called ma'amorois, are all a concept of Chesed. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 89, ki omarti oilam chesed yibone. Hashem says, I said, omarti, I said those 10 statements of creation, those asura ma'amorois, they are Chesed. They represent that Chesed before the Torah was given. V'alkein, and because the Kohanim are Chesed, and they tap into that Chesed even that was available before the Torah, therefore they have the ability to draw blessing onto the Jewish people. Ki ikar habrocha mishon. Because the main bracha comes from there. Al yidei shemegalin ha'asora mamorois, shebohem nivra olam, by a person revealing the 10 statements of creation from which the whole world was made, Shem b'chinas chesed chinam, which represent that free treasury of Hashem, Shehem meluboshim b'chol dover, which are found in food, in work, in everything we do. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why when the Torah speaks about the Kohanim giving the blessing, it says, Koi sevorachu es b'nei Yisrael, this is how you should bless the Jews, Emor lohem, say to them. That word emor is stuck in over there. Ma'amorois. Rav Nosson Zal says, look, emor lohem daiko. Look at that word emor over there. Ki amarti oilam chesed yibone. Hainu, lebechinas asura ma'amorois hanal. The Kohanim are tapping into those 10 statements of creation which sustained the world before there was a Torah. Shemeluboshim b'chol dover, and those 10 statements of creation are hidden in every single thing in the world, in the rivers, in the trees, in the houses, and everything. Shemishom ikar habrocha kanal, and that's where the real blessing comes from. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, goes on to say, Yevorechecho Hashem. What did the Kohanim say? May Hashem bless you. Ki habrocho hi rak mi Hashem yisporach levad. Because the blessing only comes from Hashem. Vayidei shemedapkim kol dover l'sharoshoi. And by attaching every single thing to its source, to its origin, lebechinas asura ma'amori shebem nivra kodosh v'olam, to those 10 original statements from which the entire world was created, shezeo bechinas achiyas alakush shemalur shulchol dosh v'olam, that's the spirituality that's hidden in every single thing in the world. This is how a person draws the bracha from Hashem. Here again, we have the concept of Yisachar and Zvulun in the Torah. We have the concept of people who are learning and people who are working, and the Torah speaks about the people who are working supporting the people who are learning. Hold on a second. If the Torah is the bracha, if the Torah itself is the bracha, why do the Talmidei Chachamim need the Zvuluns? Why isn't the money coming to them directly from the Torah itself? Rav Nosson Zal is explaining it here, that there are two channels and there are two aspects to this. There's the Torah, which is the source of life. It is the battery. But the world was created in such a way that 90% of the world and 90% of the people are without Torah. And 90% of our time in this world is without Torah. So what's keeping the world alive through that? This hidden Torah. And that's what the working people tap into the most. They're the ones who have the greatest shaychus to that hidden Torah, which is that oitzar matnas chinam, which is, and when a person reveals the hidden Torah, that's where the biggest bracha comes from. The Torah is very special. That's why the pasuk says, smach zvulun b'tzei secha v'yesochar b'alecha. The Gemara says, Hashem lists zvulun first. Why? Because in some ways, it's a bigger accomplishment. It's more difficult for a person to be attached to Hashem when he's working, when he's in business working, than a person who's sitting in front of a Gemara. There's the famous incident between the Vilna Gaon and the Dubna Magid, that the Vilna Gaon was one of the greatest people in the study of Torah, who studied Torah all the time, and he wrote many Sfarim. We live off his books. Incredible, important revelations and gifts to Klal Yisrael. But the Dubna Magid once said to him with a smile, to be a Vilna Goyen in the closet, that's half a trick. Come outside, come into the streets with me. Come join the world, and let's see you there be attached to the Torah the same way. That's a whole different league. And in some ways, that's a more difficult test. And therefore, those Jews that are able to do it, those Jews that are able, again, obviously our preference is as much time as we possibly can to devote to learning Torah, that's the ultimate. It's great. But a person who, when they're not literally involved in learning, they still work as hard as they can not to forget Hashem, to be conscious of Hashem, and to attach themselves to that Torah Ne'elemes, to that Chesed Chinam, that's why the money comes to them. The bracha, the real bracha, Birkas Hashem Hitashir, the money goes to them, and they're the ones who have to choose to give it to the Talmid Chacham and to support the Torah. And it's for this reason also that the Kohanim give their blessing by spreading their hands, lifting up their hands. Because the hands have 28 parts to them. The word yad is 14. 2 times yad is 28, referring to the 28 parts of the fingers. 4 fingers have 3 parts each. The thumb has 2. So it's 12 plus 2 is 14. You have 14 here, 14 here, is the 28. Shehein b'chinas koyach maaseh bereishis. They represent the power of creation. The opening sentence of creation, bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ves oretz, has 28 letters exactly. Those are the hands of Hashem. That's the koyach maaseh of Higid Liamoi. Bechinas Asorah Mamorois, and Bereishis is the opening statement of the 10 statements of creation. K'mo Yishomer Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a different place in Likut Imran. V'alkein al yedei hayodayim, and therefore, by the Kohanim lifting up their hands, Shaydeze Megalim Koyach Masa Bereishis, their hands symbolize the 10 statements of creation, those 28 parts, Bechinas Asorah Mamorai, Shem Elbosh Mechol Dovra, the 10 statements which are it everything, Alkein Ayideze Yochol HaKoyen Ish Chesed Laham Shech Brocha. That's how the Koyen is able to draw the blessed, the Koyen who is Chesed, is able to draw the Chesed Chinam, the Brocha on Klal Yisrael. Ki Iker HaBrocha Misham. Because the main bracha comes from there, mebchinas ha'elokus hamalubosh b'chol dovar, from the spirituality, the Hashem, which is found in everything. V'alkein ikar nesias kapayim hu b'shas hatfila, and therefore, when do the Kohanim bless us? In middle of Shmon Esrei, in middle of the tefila. Ki hatfila hi gam kein b'chinas zu kanal, because we said tefila is also the hidden Torah. V'alkein Gam hatfila misugeles yoiser beprisas kapayim, and this is also why one of the things that a person does to make their tefillah effective is spreading out their hands. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, shitachti elecho kapai. David HaMelech says, Hashem, I spread out my hands to you. That shows that you're really putting your heart into it. When a person asks for something, can I have this? That's one thing. When a child says to daddy, daddy, I have to have this. I must have this ice cream. That's when you know he's serious, really, really wants it. So the V'alkein al-yidei ha-yadayim, sh'ayidei zeh megalim koyach ma'asa b'reishis ha'asar ha'moreis. One second. Further. Shitachti elecha kapo, yekmashkos orenzal, exactly, b'shas ha'tfila, it's good to spread hands. U'kamuva b'makam achar, inyan mechoas kapayim b'shas ha'tfila. And as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 44, the importance of clapping in tfila. Ki ha'yodayim hem chofches pirkin, the yodayim have these 28 parts, b'chinas koyach maisa bereshis, the power of creation. That's how we conquer Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says over there in the beginning of Bereshis that the reason why Hashem said, I created the world and I did this, is to show us that Eretz Yisrael is His. And even if the Goyim are there first, Hashem has the right to move them out and move the Jewish people in. This is what tefillah is really all about. Bechinas matnas chinam. The Gemara says, Lefum tzara agra, that according to how difficult something is, that's how big the reward is. We have a problem here now that we don't have air conditioning yet, and today is an interesting day, and we have to keep